Let's do the birthday scam. It's a wedding scam. Haven't done one of these in a while. And it's a couple getting married on a boat. Gonna call the woman, and of course there's a problem with the date.
This is Terry.
Hello, Terry. This is Ed with Cruise Line.
Yes.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Well, I'm calling. I'm sorry to bug you at work, but we've had a problem come up with your booking on the 8th.
On the 8th?
Yeah, we have you on the 8th, correct?
No, it's for the 9th.
Oh. Yeah, I had you down on the 8th.
No, it's...
At 12:30.
No, it's the 9th at 12:30.
Huh. Well, can we do it on the 8th?
No, my invitations have gone out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I thought there was a discrepancy on the calendar here, and I'm not the person who made the arrangements, and I was trying to work this out.
You are kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Do not tell me that there are no boats available that day.
Well, not on the 9th.
I cannot change this. I have a contract with y'all.
See, on the 9th...
This has been scheduled for a while now, and I have tried to call, and I called 3 or 4 weeks ago to try and go ahead and get the food and everything arranged.
Yeah. Well, a good friend of the owner owns the caddy dealership in town, and his daughter was getting married, and I think he kind of let her have the boat that day.
Well, I'm sorry, but y'all better do something.
My hands are tied, really. I feel personally...
You have a contract with me. And if I have to get a lawyer, I'll do so.
Hey. I'm trying to work this out with you.
That is not working something
out. Don't pull
out.
Your lawyer out on me, honey.
Well, you're kind of screwing with somebody's life when it's 3 weeks before their wedding. They have a deposit, and they've called twice now to set up an appointment to make sure that this is all set up.
Okay, if you're going to get snippy, read the fine print of your contract. We have the right to make changes with the proper notice.
3 weeks before when invitations are sent out as proper notice?
Up to 8 full business days in advance, we can make a change.
Due to what?
Well, unforeseen circumstances.
And this is unforeseen?
Well, I would say so. I didn't know about it, and I'm just trying to work it out here.
Okay. I can't change my wedding. I have invitations out, sir.
I might suggest that you could be a little more flexible.
Okay, and how do you suggest that I do
that? As a person who's about to get married, you know, things happen in life, and you need to be flexible. So can I have you down for the 8th? Can we go ahead with those plans?
What do you suggest that I do?
Take the boat out on the 8th at 1:30. Yay or nay?
I can't do that.
Can't you phone your guests and let them know there's been a change?
Why don't you phone them for me?
Hey, I heard about you. You're the redhead, right?
Yes.
Yes, and you have a fiery temper.
Yes.
You know, a thought does occur to me right now. Perhaps you and I might get together and work something out.
This is a joke.
You're a free woman for a couple more weeks here. Redhead, huh?
Uh-huh.
So the carpet matched the drapes?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Terry?
Who's doing this to me?
It's Dean and Raj.
Did my sister do this?
Well, is that Kim?
Kim?
Yes.
That's my sister-in-law. Yes. She's dead.
Yes, she did.
Welcome to the family, huh?